This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sit back and enjoy it.
Now we're coming back after this break with phone calls. And as you can tell, I'm rested.
We're in.
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio off.
We're holding.
Turn your radio off.
Damn.
I turn it off. Go, go.
Hello, yeah.
Turn your radio off. Go ahead, turn it off. Good, yes. I love it. I'm sorry, I love you, Frank. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course I can hear you. I just wait till you.
877-789-2539. Boy, the crew comes up with great stuff. Other Chase guys are original. All right, we're loading the phones up with Ray and Brian and Montana Patriot, Jacob, Bart, and others. And we're going to cover the waterfront here. Before I go to your calls, a little bit next segment, I'm going to show our little Islamicist friends. And the human mind loves to have it be one or the other. I don't want to kill the Muslims. I don't hate the Muslims. I was against the wars in the Middle East. I knew the globalists were destabilizing it to then bring them here. I saw the Hegelian dialectic. So I don't like Israel leveling Gaza. I don't like Hamas with Hezbollah backing attacking Israel. But I really don't like Israel and other groups saying they're going to bring the Islamists here. And the Scottish leader and the Canadian leader and all of them saying this. We've got some shocking footage, video and audio coming up next segment. I'll do a few minutes on that, get to some of that, and then go to your phone calls here on this live Monday broadcast. And then we're also going to get into a really interesting group of stories. Because, see, what I do is I don't just cover one story. I like to tie a bunch together. Well, I talk about them just cutting out the fertilizer. You talk about cutting out the fuel or cutting out this. The Secret Service, I'll get more to this later, in D.C. came out and saw a group of armed men, they believe were armed, breaking into a car of Naomi Biden. And they fired shots at the people, and that's okay, they say. But, and I think it is okay, but man charged with firing gun in subway station just as a warning shot to stop a mugging, he's getting thrown under the jail by the Soros criminals who have their own armed guards. So, isn't that interesting? You can have armed guards if you're Naomi Biden. Reportedly got diddled by Biden. That's okay. But if you're an average slave on the New York subway and you even defend yourself physically, you're going to go to jail. Even choke somebody out. Because you're going to lay there and you're going to take the breakdown and the collapse of society. And then meanwhile, they're also saying Trump's a dictator. Trump plans to be a dictator. Of course, they're the ones setting up the totalitarian control grid right now. We're going to be laying all that out today and more. And I've talked a lot about this. They've had the head of Hezbollah and the Ayatollah Khomeini come out and threaten assassinations in the U.S. Now they've done it again. And again, our border is wide open. So even when this happens, and it's really heating up right now, remember the FBI said white Christians are the number one threat, trying to create racial division. So don't blame the brown people because they're not the ones even coming up with this. It's Hollywood and the media and the ADL trying to create racial division, and not just here but all over the world, and saying if you oppose the globalists destroying your country's sovereignty, you're, quote, racist, when they're the ones using race as a control system. and chemicals in the food and water to feminize not just humans, but every species. Mercury pollution can make male birds homosexual, says the Environmental Protection Agency. Another big coin in the Alex Jones was right tip jar.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
To Dallas, Texas, from Detroit, Michigan to Miami, Florida, from New York City, Los Angeles, from London, England to Madrid, Spain, from Rome, England, except in Russia and places like Poland. Poland has millions of people in the streets talking about their sovereignty, and they don't have any major Islamic crime. They don't have any, quote, migrants committing crimes. There's footage of Poland, estimated 3 million people, marching for their sovereignty. Because they were in over 100 wars with the Muslims. Before the Crusades, Poland held the line, and so did Russia, against the 100-plus Muslim invasions. Millions killed in the last 1,000 years resisting the Muslim invasion. Spain fell to the Muslim invasion for more than 500 years. And a repeat is happening now. Does that mean I support Israel? No. Since Israel was set up, and I'm not even against Israel, but it's a fact, it destabilized the Middle East, turned them against us, put the radicals in charge, the CIA put the Ayatollah Khomeini in. That's declassified. And then they bring them here, and the entire left, the entire corporate media gets behind them. See how that works? See how the control operates? But look at Poland and Spain. In Spain, that's the nationalists protesting. They know what's going on. In Italy, in Sweden, populist patriots are being elected everywhere. The globalists are scared. That's why they've cut off the fertilizer of the third world to completely collapse it and flood us with hundreds of millions. Continuing, 300,000 march for Palestine in London. Ceasefire now. Thousands of Hamas supporters swarm streets of Austin, surround Texas Capitol. RNC Chair McDaniel, we will support Trump as GOP nominee, even if he's convicted criminal. Continuing. There's all these videos coming out of crisis actors from Hamas, and I'm just calling it like I see it, folks. Posing like they're injured. It turns out they're not. Trump says, I think Israel has to do a better job of public relations, frankly, because the other side is beating them at the public relations. And I saw a commenter on InfoWars who said, Israel is conquering a terrorist fortress city formerly inhabited by a million people. What they've accomplished in the last 2 weeks of this invasion is unprecedented in military history. 11,000 casualties, including thousands of fighters, is a low number. The IDF is now surrounding Hamas headquarters. MSM is misreporting as if there is no strategy and Israel is just bombing civilians out of revenge. It's a lie. Now, why did I read that? There's a higher-level dialectic manipulating these sides together with corporate media overall supporting the Islamists. BlackRock, the Rothschilds, the New World Order. What's their larger plan? Corner Israel, corner Netanyahu, try to remove him, get him to go on the warpath, and then out of that bring in global destabilization. So it's bigger than Israel. It's bigger than the Muslims. You can be against Israel's bombing of Gaza and be against the Islamists running around and expanding the squad in Congress. So I'm just going to call it like I see it. Israel wants warmonger Tony Blair to be its humanitarian coordinator for Gaza. The man that lied about WMDs, a true war criminal. Patriotic Poles take to Warsaw Street celebrating Independence Day. Nationalist forces show strength ahead of struggle to form new government that wants to end the war with Russia. Chicago is so unpleasant, you mean deadly, dangerous, and horrible. Illegal aliens, a.k.a. migrants, are fleeing back to Venezuela after being dumped in shelters and refused jobs, with 20-plus thousand border crossers so far busted in the dim-run city alone. Then Macron, who loves the Islamists killing and robbing his citizens. Stop killing babies and women, Macron tells Israel. New York City's Grand Central Station shut down as hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters kick in doors and police rush to place barricades during night of chaotic demonstrations against Israel's Hamas war. And I've got all these clips, but I want to go to your phone calls. I'll get these later. Of Iran pledging to attack the United States. And when they do attack the United States, what's going to happen? We'll have our rights taken, but even more Muslims will be brought in. The FBI loves it. How does a warden control a prison? Well, when the majority of the population was white 60, 70 years ago, they would have different white gangs. The Irish, the Italians, the Jews, the redneck. They put them in areas. But now it's black, white, Hispanic, Asian, and they have a gang leader that rules each part of the prison, and the warden controls them through that division. That's the ADL model of race-based politics, is to create total conflict and then have a giant force above it that then referees it. That is the race-based politics system. All right. I'm going to go to your phone calls now. Ray and Mason and Bart and Mike and Dave and Sonny and Judy and Al Killer and many, many others. We're going to be taking your phone calls here on this live transmission today. Is that camera centered? I'm trying to center myself. Huh? Things are out of control around here. I don't know anymore. But I've been on TV and radio so long, I even forget where I'm at these days. Maybe I'm going to take a sabbatical. Maybe that's what folks want. How about I take a couple month rest here? I don't say it as a threat. I won't bother people anymore. I'll just be gone. There's nothing sexier in my mind. Quit while you're ahead. But I can't quit. But if people are quitting on me, well, then that's what you got to do. You got to realize when people quit around you. You can't stupidly sit there and pretend anymore. All the experts around you that know better than you all day long, they can't give you the information or the data or the work you need when they work 3 days a week. I'm talking about our production crew. The other things that are going around here, get that through your heads. All people think I'd out real soon. In fact, I'm going to end the show right now because, I mean, we can't even sit. Can we center this camera? Where am I supposed to sit to center this camera? Where am I supposed to sit? Here. I'm done. I've run my course, man. I got this guest host coming in, but I'm done after that. I'm taking a month off after today. That's it. I'm gone. Gone. Today's the last day. How does that sound? You can guarantee it. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Bart in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, we will not allow you to quit.
Well, everybody else is quitting on me, so I am going to. So it's done. I've already made the decision. No more calls. If it comes to me anymore, just let the guy come in the UFC guy host the show. I'm leaving. Or get another talk show host here. I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'm gone. Thank you for the call, sir. I'm gone. Get it lined up. Get it prepared. I'm out of here. We're done. We're done. Bye-bye. I asked for basic data today, and I wasn't given it. I'm gone. Everybody's quit on me. Everybody thinks it's funny, so I'm gone. Everybody's going to get what they want. And you're going to get your war. You're going to get your nuclear war. You're going to get it all. Let the UFC guy host the show himself. All right? Or get a talk show host in and interview him. I'm gone.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit.
With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
University.
I understand and share your objections to a speaker whose rhetoric is offensive and clearly intended to shock and provoke.
Students have been making national headlines protesting controversial speakers on campuses across the country.
Is free speech dead on campus?
No, we don't want him to speak. Hopefully we can drown him out.
Freedom of assembly is a First Amendment right, not a privilege for the beguiling left.
In spring 2022, I joined Iowa Young Americans for Freedom. The more involved I became in the club, the more I discovered that the playing field for freedom of speech on college campuses was not equalized. I was doxxed in a group chat of over 800 students and was falsely labeled as a Nazi, a token, a white supremacist, and a bigot. These students believe that if you are conservative, you are hateful, support oppression, and only want to benefit straight white men, even though such beliefs are untrue.
Essentially, the left has captured this right for themselves, and it is now being weaponized against the rest of us as they hunt us down.
Gregory Yetman, they say he is wanted in connection with the attacks on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Assisting in this search is the FBI Newark SWAT team, Jamesburg Police Department, and the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office, all investigating here and searching for Gregory Yetman.
We have just learned from federal officials that Gregory Yetman turned himself into Monroe Township Police this morning without incident. Police had been searching for him since Wednesday morning when they said he fled while they were serving him with a warrant.
On college campuses, the right to freedom of assembly and freedom of speech has been unconstitutionally shut down by Marxist educators and their brainwashed students.
We're going to play a game called Hamas or. There is no law against raping your wife. Is this Hamas or the Taliban?
The Taliban?
The answer was Hamas.
Oh, wonderful.
This law makes it nearly impossible for women and kids to submit claims of incest. Is that Hamas or North Korea?
North Korea?
The answer was Hamas.
Wow.
Women of all ages legally need a male guardian to travel. Is that Hamas or ISIS?
ISIS.
The answer was Hamas.
Oh, yes.
In an honor killing, it is basically legal for men to murder women and girls if they are promiscuous. Is that Hamas or the Taliban?
Taliban?
The answer was Hamas.
Hell-bent on ushering in China-influenced totalitarianism.
When we see the response of so many college students to such atrocities, the question shouldn't be, do we criticize, do we condemn, do we punish the speech? The question should be, how in the world did we get here? How did we get to a place where a significant portion of students at some of our best colleges and universities, students in many cases who view themselves as progressive leaders, have adopted some of the vilest values that one could possibly imagine?
It isn't political. It is the law. It is the obligation of the Department of Education to crack down on these blatant threats to free speech, to free public discourse protected by our Constitution.
Given your experience at the Civil Rights Division at the Department of Education, do you believe there is more that the department could be doing about this sort of discrimination and activity on campuses?
Absolutely. There is more that the department can be doing, and it can do it tomorrow. Secretary of Education has the authority to commence nationwide compliance reviews in particular areas that are of concern. And again, there's no way that one can pay attention to higher education today and not realize that this is a serious national problem. These are things that can be done quickly, that don't require legislation. They don't require significant infusions of funds. They can be done with the current resources, and that can be done with the authority that the Secretary of Education already has.
But nothing is happening. Only private donors are reacting. And this rod is exploding on the streets of America. While true patriots languish in the gulags of the O'Biden administration, wake up. Tyranny is winning. And if you are not sufficiently outraged and motivated, then you're next in line. John Bound reporting.
I'm back live. We got a special guest in here next hour. And I apologize to the caller. I blew up at him. But I cannot take calls about what's going on in the world and talk about me. Any subject is on the table, but about us, okay? All I do is live trying to beat these people and try to keep this operation on air. And being up against the wall and people not knowing it's real is very frustrating to me. And so that's where I'm at. And I'm having it now for the first time in my life. Work through the issues that are there. So I'm extremely pissed off. And you notice I used to blow up on air all the time. Not a few times a week. It was entertaining. People liked it. That was real, folks. This is not an act, okay? I'm extremely pissed off. And I have to decide the way this works. Basically where we're at. So I don't want to talk about us. I'm begging callers, don't do it. Okay? I can't handle it. But I mean, here's the deal. We're already in World War III. Total tyranny's everywhere. Things are falling apart all around us, and people don't take it seriously. And I'm not talking about the audience, okay? But just in general, things are really horrible. And they've already cut the energy off to most of the third world. They're going to totally collapse and flood us. It's already been done. These are master criminals we're up against. And the public needs to get that through your head. So I'm sorry to the crew for blowing up, and the rest of it's not their fault. It didn't matter. It'll all become even more clear to you very soon. I mean, like, we are screwed. I mean, we're in for a lot of trouble. And people just can't figure that out. They just can't seem to get it through their head. And this country's run by all these Harvard lawyers that are the dumbest scum of the earth. And they've destroyed us. The only question is, will the crash landing be fiery and destroy everybody, or can we survive it? And that's basically where I'm at. And I'm not going to sit here and play games anymore. Never play games, but I mean, I'm really not going to cherry pick any stuff to make us just feel good about this or that. I'm not going to just have little entertaining factoids. And I'm not going to mince words. I'm done. I've run my course. And the games are over. And that's basically what it comes down to. All right, so we're talking about the energy being cut off, Mercury turning the birds gay. Now, that's funny, isn't it? Life is collapsing. And you're right where to hit us. It doesn't matter. Just enjoy the nuclear war. We all deserve it, die anyways. We cut up all those babies. So just enjoy yourself. Long day. Please, remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, Immune Support, Organic Green Fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so the U.S. credit rating's been lowered. Everything's going to hell. The borders have completely collapsed. Hundreds of thousands are dying a year from fentanyl. There's pedophiles running around crazy. I'm not going to put on an act here, folks. I am seriously pissed off, and I cannot just sit here and act like business as usual. We have massive censorship, massive control. Got a great UFC middleweight contender coming on. King Bao has a lot of courage, and everybody should be doing what he's doing in public, going out and exposing these pedophile Satanists for what they're doing everywhere. Our government is hijacked by criminals. The intelligence agencies are at war with the people. I apologize that I blew up earlier the crew and everybody else. It's not an act. I was about to go crazy here on air, and, you know, it's just, I can't do it. You should yell and scream, and, you know, it would be entertaining, but I don't do that. I just leave when I get mad now because I don't have the energy to sit there and have a blow-up because I'll be too exhausted to do the show. So I'm going to go to your phone calls. I've already bitched about InfoWars. Now we're under attack. I hate doing it. I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about the topics you're calling in about. I apologize to your other caller that I blew up at it. It had nothing to do with him. Let's go to Ray in Arizona. Ray, go ahead.
Alex, it's Ray. The name of my company is Ray the Whale, and I'm part of this recipient of the cancel culture of everything. I used to have a booth over on 23rd Street. You can look it up on the map on Google. I'm right there. When the farmer's market, craft place, everything else. And I was trying to make a go of things, you know.
And so what, you said the wrong things. You can have a business now.
Yeah, I had wrong things. I played the game. I did everything, but things didn't work out. Like I said, Google Map, boom. I've been everywhere: Colorado, Arizona, Florida, a lot of places, trying to do the farmers market thing. Everything's fine until they find out that I don't really take a political stance, but I'm not going to buy in to the lies, games, dramas, and illusions of things.
Much of the left does. It's the mark of the beast. You've got to submit Correct. To their worldview, or you can't live.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is that I've been part of this programming. I woke up a couple times with things, and this round I'm awake, on fire, just as people. I know you don't want me to say this, but such as yourself, your crew, everything else, okay? And we're all connected.
I hear you, brother, and I love you. Let's go to Owl Killer in Virginia. Go ahead.
You know, Alex, I want to say that interview you did with Vivek Ramaswamy last week, phenomenal. And you know something? He knows where the ideas go, and he knows where he has to go. Same way Trump had to come to you, he's coming to you. So,
well, No, he invited me to go to the debate with him, and I'm just like taking care of a family member that's really sick, so I couldn't leave. No, Vivek, I think he's a really good guy. He wanted me to go to the debate with him and be behind, do all the media interviews with him. And I probably should have done it, but, you know, there's no funds to send me there. So I didn't go. I didn't even approach the people. I just said, great, I won't be at the Republican debate. I won't be there by honest means. Great, knock yourselves out. So, you know, that's how to the wall we've been pushed. That Vivek invited me to the debate with him to be his guest at the debate in Miami, and I didn't go.
That would have been the biggest story in all of America.
Yep, well, it didn't happen, did it? Because the geniuses around here don't have a dollar for me to go do anything.
So what I wanted to hit on was that this is just one giant psyop. Now, when you really think about it, that we have Americans fighting with each other in all the cities over two foreign entities between Hamas and Palestine and Israel. We're fighting with each other on American soil. That is straight. That's a straight psyop that is being run against America.
And again, whether you're for the Israelis or for the Muslims, doesn't matter. The corporate media is stirring it up on purpose.
And you're the only person that pointed out or that saw what I saw, where the ADL, they are making people anti-Semitic. By the way they behave and the way they treat people.
That's what the ADL does, is they say censorship is run by the Jews. It's not. It's run by the ADL to get Jews persecuted. Then the ADL gets more power.
The same way that America gets the blame for our terrible policies. Now, I mean, I know you've seen Goodfellas where they bust out the... Paulie goes into business with the guy, and then they run everything up on his credit and sell stuff out the back door for a profit because they know
that's
they're
exactly
never
what the central banks are doing to America.
That's what's happening right now. We're just being looted. People are getting what they can while the dollar will still buy something. That's what's happening to this country. That's why there's no idea of, like, trying to come up with some type of fiscal plan to, because I'll tell you something, it's an easy fix. We could be Saudi Arabia or Dubai the way that they're building up their infrastructure. They got no tax.
No, but since the 60s, we were slated for destruction.
Exactly, 100%. But it's all it takes is the desire to do it, I mean, people want to talk about when. And granted, I don't want to live under, you know, a Saudi Arabian oppression, but it shows you.
No, that's an example of a country that isn't against its people. Thanks for the call, Judy in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks, Judy.
Hey, Alex. I would say it's been since 1913 that we were actually slated for destruction, but that's a whole other conversation. I look at, you know, what used to be free market capitalism, which is exactly what I am. I'm a free market capitalist. I think that's the only way to go. And I talked to the call screener. It's like I keep hearing over and over and over again about stakeholder capitalism, and the people that are using these words are the Klaus Schwabs or...
Yeah, that means if you're not a mega bank, big corporation, you don't get any say.
And it, to me, it's also the fact that those that are in agreement with them, the real capos, or just anybody that will do the dirty work for them, you know, in hospitals, you know, still practicing COVID protocols and things of that nature, that is, you know, for the time being, because everything is going to go, you know, bankrupt anyway, you know, the bottom's going to fall out. Everybody's going to see what reality really is at that point. And then, you know, we'll have the CBDCs, you know, the bottom.
And don't worry, you don't have any money, but we got select corporations propped by the government where you can still get food, but it's bug protein. You will eat the bugs because they're shutting down. I mean, the thing is, the future is so horrific, it's guaranteed. Unless the public wakes up, including the minions of the system at the Justice Department or anywhere else, and says, no, we are on a collision course with hell. They have put us on a course of destruction. It is infuriating.
You've touched on something else that I see is in reality, is the fact that the lies, the censorship, and the gaslighting. If one of your crew members just did a report on the subject of gaslighting, like me calling you a racist. Of course, you're not a racist, but you know, you're sitting there. You've just been stun gunned, and you're going, well, what do I do with this information? It's not true, but you know, it was just presented to you. You were just shocked, and that's a lot of what gaslighting does. It puts a person in a state of
it changes, you know, the subject. You're like, I don't want Klaus Schwab to make me eat bugs. Oh, you're a racist. It changes the subject. Instead of calling you conspiracy theorist, they call you Hitler. Like they're calling Trump, saying, oh, Trump wants camps. Trump wants to put you in jail. Trump wants to censor you. No, they're doing all that.
And it's just also the fact that the best, most innocent Americans are the ones languishing in prison right now, being Joe Biggs shaking the fence. If that is not gaslighting, you know, a really good example of it right there, I wouldn't know what is. Also, you know, Owen with this free speech. You know, you don't repent of the fact that you've said that the 2020 election was stolen from President Trump. So you're going to prison for 2 months. I mean, what is that?
Let's skip the break. No, I hear you and I appreciate your call. Got a big guest in the studio coming up. Let's go ahead and go to Mason in Chicago. Go ahead, Mason.
Hey, Alex. You know, as a 22-year-old, you know, American like I am now,
this is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Working with MI6 and CIA to frame people and bribe and blackmail American politicians. Israel's got nuclear weapons, so they're not going anywhere. But if the United States stopped supporting Israel, all the politicians that took money or that are having sex with little kids will be exposed. And they release the Epstein list. And that's how Israel controls America, is through the sex trafficking.
We finally see the list.
Oh, no, just like our next guest says, he's been on national TV and been at the UFC fights and said, Trump's been indicted, but not one person on the Epstein list. That's how it works. And again, people say, oh, then if you're mentioning Epstein, you're against Israel. No, Israel's run by corrupt groups just like we are. The point is this is going on. We just got to tell the truth. It doesn't mean that I'm for all the Islamists either.
I agree. I think personally they tried to set me up. It failed. They didn't set me up with nobody. The woman I was with was an adult woman. But I didn't believe her at the time, Alex. I'm sorry, excuse my language. I'm sorry, and I don't know.
Don't do it again or we're going to cut you off. Yeah, no, I understand.
Right,
you need one cuss word.
Right. So I didn't know. I had no idea. I thought she was lying.
No, that's the thing. I read in the court cases, Epstein was a superstar. They got a bunch of these guys because he was recruiting in Miami and in Florida up to, in Boca Raton, up to 100 underage girls a week. He had a whole team. I mean, he was all over the country using sex operatives to blackmail people. That's why she was telling you, probably, I'm speculating, oh, hey, I do things for money. Is that okay? She was in, maybe they were trying to recruit you to work with them. That's what they do, is they create these sex networks. That's how the intelligence agencies operate. They're called honeypots.
Right, right.
What area do you work in? I mean, I'm speculating. Why were they trying to recruit you, do you think?
Well, I think what happened is I got a relative that worked for Les Wexner, okay? And I didn't put it all together till later on, till right now, recently, within the last couple of years. But, they were trying to set me up. But it wasn't for...
I mean, this is just a giant intelligence operation. Maybe you work at a nuclear power plant. Maybe you work in the Navy on submarines. Maybe you work... They know they want key people that they can get compromised. Because first you have sexual and adult woman. Next, the girl looks young. You can't tell. Now they got you. See how it works? So that's how they work. They use an adult woman to get you. Then a 16-year-old. And they say, hey, we got you. We want to know you're on the team. This is a 10-year-old. You understand?
Getting back with the girl I was with before that, and we ended up having a kid and raising a family and everything. So it went a different direction. So
no, that's beautiful. I got to go, but very interesting. I believe you. Epstein was running a giant industrial operation, and it's in my new book. And by the way, Peter Nygaard just got convicted of sex trafficking in Canada. Nygaard was doing it. So was Epstein. They weren't just trying to create clones or have a bunch of women have babies. They want the juices, the blood, but mainly the marrow out of the bones and the spinal cord fluid that they inject into themselves. And they literally have women have babies, mainly black women, because they have better stem cells. It's just a fact. And then they suck their blood out and inject it themselves. Folks, I'm saying this on air, and it sounds like a lie. I swear to you, it's not a lie. You can't make this up, man. And then who's running all the race war stuff? These old, weird, creepy white dudes, man. Bill Gates, Nygaard, all of them. These are some sickos. Because, you know, Count Dracula isn't real, but he just sucks the blood of people. He, you know, random women. But the real Count Draculas have women have their babies, keep them to 8-9 months. They abort the baby, and then they suck every bit of the juice out of them and inject it into their veins. Is that not the grossest thing you've ever heard of in your life? By the way, it's in my book. Nygaard went on TV and said it. He's got a group of black supermodels with him. He says, I want your baby right now. I want you to get pregnant with me, and I want to suck its blood with you. And the women go, ooh. He goes, well, fine, you'll get the money. He just brought in more supermodels. Who's going to give me your baby blood? Who's going to? You think I'm joking? We'll pull the clip up. You cannot make these people up, ladies and gentlemen. You cannot. He's literally a vampire going, I want your black stem cells. I want your black stem cells. I want you to have a baby with me. I want to suck its blood. And it's on national TV. What I'm telling you is from a national TV show. It's in the book, a transcript. All right, we got Lana, we got Robin, we got Ava, we got John, we got Flashpoint. Let's just keep going fast. Lana here in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you for about 20 years. I first discovered you when I saw your interview with Aaron Lisa, and I was like, who is this guy? It's like my long-lost uncle. But I'm from Kiev, Ukraine originally. My family is Jewish. I was super excited to come to this country. We almost immigrated to Israel, but we ended up coming to the U.S., and some of my family did end up going to Jerusalem. But they're there now. But I'm in California, and people out here are definitely, like, very divided. And I just want to say it's important that we keep talking to people about, like, the truth and stand up for what we believe in. Because in the Soviet Union, when I was there in the 80s, we were just getting out of it, but it had been, like, a 40 to 60-year rule of, like, this communist hell. So once you get into it, it's going to be extremely hard to get out of it, and it's just, we're kind of going into it. I can kind of see the signs, but that's my rant.
No, and I agree with you. It's bigger than Jews or Muslims or Christians. There's powerful groups manipulating us against each other, and that's the big issue. The Muslims aren't bad, the Jews aren't bad, the Christians aren't bad. There is a larger manipulation. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right, and that's what they did in the Soviet Union, is imagine everyone there speaks Russian, but they would dress everyone up in their, like, cultural outfits. So, like, the Polish people, the Russian, the Ukrainian, everyone had, like, a different look. And so they basically were like, hey, you guys should all fight amongst each other. And it took a long time for everyone to come out of that. And everything was good. Everyone, like, when I was there in the 80s, the 90s, everyone was really kind of like, hey, guys, we're in it together. They're going to try to split us up, but, like, we're not each other's enemy, and they kind of got that. But look what's happening now. They're kind of back to what was going on back in the day. But keep in mind, it's so easy to split people that speak Russian that are all white. And so here we're all different races, and it's, like, too easy, right? It's just too easy to do it here because we're just, like, our backgrounds are so different, and that's our strength, and they're using that as a weakness against us, basically.
You're absolutely right. It's all divide and conquer. We've got to transcend it.
Yeah, so thank you for everything you do. I know you don't like hearing that, but I listen to you.
No, no, it's not that. I just want to hear what you have to say. It's me getting praised all day. I appreciate it. It's just, believe me, I just want to hear what you have to say. Thank you. And you want to support us, spread the word about the show, share the articles, support the broadcast, get my book, InfoWars.com. I'm not bitching. I just, it can't turn into a worship fest, okay? Because I'm not that good. I'm just a common guy that doesn't want to have weird, crazy rich men that have women have babies so they can suck their blood. I mean, just come on. That's not heroic to be against that. This is not heroic what I'm doing. And if people got that, we would beat this. It's not special to know about this. It's not special to fight this. It's what you're supposed to do. That's all I'm saying. My God. And I'm not mad at the caller. I'm trying to explain this. It's normal to be against having your electricity cut off and cutting the fuel and food off to the third world, who they'll then collapse and use as a weapon against us. This is life and death, people. It's going down. I've been on there 29 years. I tried to stop it. I failed. Now we're going into it, and I am freaked out. I'm not going to lie to you, because I know how dangerous it is. In the Great Depression, they estimate 7 million people died in the United States alone. Europe, like 30 million of starvation before World War II. All over the world, mass death, hundreds of millions died. They were 80, 90% rural then. Half of them were self-sufficient. So 40-something percent of people were fully self-sufficient, and 7 million people starved to death. We're now 90% urban. And maybe 10% of the rural know how to take care of themselves. That's 5%. 5% of people know how to take care of themselves. My dad's got a ranch. We've got cows. We grow crops. We know we're not self-sufficient without the fuel and everything. So I know how to run a trot line. I know how to skin a buck. I know how to shoot a gun. I know how to fight. And I can tell you right now, this thing goes down, I'm dead. I won't be able to make it. And the general public is not going to be able to make it at all. I can drive a bulldozer. I can drive a tractor. I can do all of it. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. I can grow tomatoes and homemade wine, because the country boy can't survive. But when you've got billions of people cut off, they're going to become a weapon system. Our special guest is coming up. We really appreciate him coming to town. It's Exposing Jeffrey Epstein and the New World Order. Stay with us!
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.